The Tea Health Show, your medical lifestyle podcast, brought to you by The Tea Clinic.
Good morning, I'm Dr. Mark, this is The Tea Health Show, and today we're continuing our discussions on aesthetic treatments. So I've actually asked two of my patients that we're taking on an aesthetic journey to join us in studio. So Suzette, good morning.
Good morning.
Werner, good morning.
Morning.
And being my good friend and representative for the company that I train for, as well as that calls on me, Lauren Kate Fletcher.
Good morning.
Morning. Katie, how are you?
I'm very well, Mark.
Okay. So, guys, at the beginning of the year, we've approached some patients, and you guys were the lucky ones that we picked to join us on an aesthetic journey, four treatment sessions where we're going to be using different products on you. But before we go to that, Suzette, you are an unbelievable 58 years old.
Thank you.
Now, wat het jou laat besluit om na soveel jare waar jy nog geen estetiese behandelings gedoen het nie, te besluit, ja, ek is nou reg. Wat het hier jou kop gegaan?
Weet jy, ek het net iewes skielik besef, want jy het eendag so gesit in die spieël en kyk, en ek het besef, maar ek het nie meer volume nie. My vel is dun, my volume is weg, en wat gaan ek daaromtrent doen? Is dit 'n facelift? Want dit is 'n baie erge treatment, amper wil ek sê, om te doen. Maar wat kan ek doen om dit te verbeter? En toe stap jy in my pad in. En Leanne kom en sy sê, hoorie, hier is nou 'n geleentheid. En ek sê, sharp, let's go. En dit is hoe ek begin het.
Okay, Barry, you on the other hand are in your 40s, early 40s.
Early, yeah, that's correct.
And you're an endurance athlete, you're a cyclist.
Yes.
For you, the story was slightly different. As a male, you've never had anything done. Suzette, you've had some toxin done.
Yes.
Botulinum toxin. Yeah. But Ben, you're a complete virgin.
Oh, very much.
And, I took another virgin. No, that's...
sorry.
So, what made you consider starting aesthetic treatments?
It was funny. Yeah, like I said, it's always been something that I was always worried about because I've been aging with the endurance athlete. You're in the sun all the time. Been worried about my skin because I'm looking a lot older. And then Galderma came along and Stephanie asked me if I'd be keen to go on this journey. And I was skeptical, I won't lie, very skeptical because men don't do these kind of things. And so far it's been a good experience.
Okay, Lauren, as a representative of Galderma, you've been in the aesthetic industry for many, many years. You've been calling on me in different guises for many years. Are these stories something that resonate with the general population? You know what, I think we sometimes get caught up as aesthetic practitioners and people, patients who have been exposed to aesthetic treatments for a while, that our focus only remains on them. People go onto Instagram and stuff like that and they see things and they like it and blah, blah, blah. But are their story typical?
So I think we've got two very, very typical stories here. But at the same time, two very different mindsets that I think we in the aesthetic industry are trying to combat. So the first one is really only thinking about aesthetic treatments much later in your lifespan. And
so that's a typical Suzette.
Yeah.
Okay. When you say that, I apologize for interjecting. Suzette, why did you leave it until the age of 58?
I think I was scared. You know, you see people walking around with fillers and it's like, what happened to you? You understand? And I didn't think that, you know, I always said, I don't want fillers. Because I was scared, because I could see the examples.
Mm.
And then Leanne said to me, she said, come, Dr. Mark is the best. Come try it. It's not a major thing with fillers. He uses other things as well as the Sculptra, which is freaking amazing. That thing is life-changing. Mm-hmm. And I just, and I said, let's go. And I'm so happy with the outcome. It's amazing.
And do you think if you had started earlier?
Should have started much earlier in life.
But it was your fear.
That was my fear.
Okay.
So, and, you know, I'm 58. When I was 20, there wasn't this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a facelift or nothing. And then suddenly the technology advanced and now we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's within two treatments, it's a life-changing experience.
Yeah.
So, Werner, I find that aesthetic treatments amongst men are gaining popularity. Now, you're a boyke. You're out on the bike with your friends.
Yeah.
How many of them are doing aesthetic treatments?
I don't think any of them, to be very fair.
Why?
I think there's a stigma to it. Guys are probably going to judge you. That was one of my fears. Like, oh, geez, this guy's getting treatment done. Why are you doing it? But it's actually not that bad. And it uplifts your spirit. You are more confident with what I've seen with the results. So it gives you a bit of a better outlook on your own.
And you still look like you.
Yes, 100%.
I think the concern is that they're going to... that the aesthetic treatments are going to change them to such a degree 100%. That the noticeability to those around them is going to create some sort of stigma and a little bit of
judgment.
Teasing, that sort of thing. Whereas I think we've kept it, it's the natural. It's
there we go, natural. That's sort of natural.
Have any of your mates, your cycling mates, noticed a difference?
No one said anything yet, eh? No, not one person. I've kept it very quiet because I want to see if anyone picks it up. The only person that's picked it up is my mother. And I never said anything to her.
Really?
So, yeah.
It's amazing.
So, I think one of the biggest things that both of you highlighted was the fear of change, especially big change. Now, Lauren, you and I have been in this industry for a very long time. I care not to say, but it's been over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your fears were founded and valid for one simple reason. Prior to Sculptra, which is a biocollagen stimulator or collagen biostimulator, coming into South Africa, in the aesthetic armament that we had, you had surgery and volumization only to create a lifting effect.
Mm.
And for that reason only, we saw overdone faces and overpulled faces. To both of you presented with decline of definition in the jawline, sagging, the formation of jowls. I remember you, Suzette, when you dropped your chin, you said, this irritates me. Now, Vanna, you also had
exactly the same.
Just the skin starting to fall forward. And you know what, with the add on of a new tool, and Lauren, you can tell us a little bit more about the journey we had to get to a PLLA biostimulator, creating volume in this area of the face was the only way that you could lift this part of the face, and that created this puffy look with the big cheeks and the big lips and the tiny eyes. So tell us about the change that PLLA has brought about in the mindset worldwide, Lauren, because it's taken the world by storm.
Yes, it has. And, it has been around for a very long time. I think this year globally we are celebrating the 25th anniversary of Sculptra being on the global market. And only in South Africa are we in year three, going on to year four. So in the South African market, it's still quite a new concept. And the mindset to wrap around how the biostimulation works in comparison to how fillers work is a journey that we're trying to accomplish and a barrier that we have to overcome. But what I specifically love about the effects of the biostimulator is that it's a pan-facial treatment and that it not only has targeted specifications. But when I look at the two of you and from what I've seen in your original state before this journey, it's not just about the volumization and it's not just about the lifting. Your skin is, you can just see the firmness and the glow that your skin has. It's like chalk and cheese. And
did you guys notice that as well?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, for clarity, what we've done is we've decided that we're going to do four sessions of treatment spread 4 weeks apart, and we're using a combination of the Restylane range of fillers, both Nasha and OBT, Optimum Balance Technology. Now, there's a slight subtle difference between those fillers, and if you follow us on social media, you will see and hear me talk about them. We'll maybe touch on them. And then we decided that everyone needs a collagen biostimulator. Now, the collagen biostimulator specifically addresses collagen production in the skin because we lose collagen as we get older. But more than that, Lauren, it's also we have a lot of papers now on gene expression and especially the expression of the gene that codes for elastin, something else that we lose as well. And I don't know whether you guys have noticed this. I can see it in your skin, is the decrease in pigmentation. It codes for the or suppresses the gene definitely. That is responsible for producing pigmentation.
It's crazy. So it's actually unbelievable.
It is. Yeah. I was like, where is it?
Yeah.
It's
gone. Yeah. So this is the regenerative form of Sculptra that the data is starting to come out quite strongly about. And what they're seeing is that at a certain point during the process of the Sculptra in your dermis is that it reaches these certain pathways where it regenerates certain gene expressions in your dermis. And that not only assists with things like pigmentation as well as elastin, but it's creating a much more happy and beneficial environment for everything to work. So everything that you do post biostimulator is going to have a much better effect because your extracellular matrix now is in top form.
Okay.
So when you're going for your microneedling treatments or even your topical creams, the effect of them is going to be at a much higher standard because what it's working on is in a much better condition.
Okay.
Sure. So for we started, what was it, about 6 weeks ago now?
Six weeks.
6 weeks ago, we did a PLLA SCA, in other words, Sculptra biostimulator treatment on the both of you. Firstly, how did you experience the procedure? Suzette, was dit seer?
Nee. So, die vraag is al vir my gevra, en ek kan vir jou onomwonde sê, dit was glad nie seer nie. Jy voel 'n prikkie, en that's it.
Yeah.
Jy weet, ek is bly, ek het nie die naald gesien nie, want mense staan bang vir die naald. Maar ek beloof jou, jy het jou oë toegehou, en ek het gesê, wanneer begin jy? En ek het die prikkie gevoel, en dis dit.
Yeah.
Dit was regtig waar amazing.
Agreed, yeah. No, it was not so at all. Like, we sat outside and I told you, it was just a little prick.
Yeah.
And you feel that needle moving in and it's, it was not painful at all.
Okay. Na die tyd, wat het julle gevoel en hoe het julle gevoel?
Met Sculptra, niks. Ek het regtig waar ek nie pijn gehad nie.
No pain at all.
No. The second treatment though, I could feel it was sensitive and I went blue. And the blueness only went away like, it's still there a little bit, but it was blue and it was sensitive after the second treatment.
Yeah. Okay, so I was also sensitive, but I didn't have the bruising or anything.
So the second treatment, we did some tissue fillers. Mm-hmm. And we used different types of fillers on each of you. In the Restylane range, we have two different technologies. Nasha technology, which basically tells us that it's a firmer gel. And some of the unique properties that it has is that it does not integrate with tissue. So it's firm, it gives us support, it gives us structure. And we usually use a deep on bone. So that sensitivity that you guys felt was with me injecting this filler right on top of the bone.
Okay.
And you know what? Because my needle touched the layer that covers the bone, we call it the periosteum, which is very, very rich in nerve supply. It irritated that, and we put a foreign body on top of that, so there's a little bit of inflammation and tenderness. But did you have to take painkillers?
No, not at all.
No.
It was 2 days. It was
literally
a little bit. It was like when I put my cream on, you could feel it.
Yeah.
But other than that, when you smile, there was no pain.
No,
it was
nothing.
Just when you touch it. It was 2 days and it was gone.
Yeah.
Okay. So fairly comfortable procedure, that one as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Lauren, any comments on So we did Nasha technology for you on bone. And then, Vander, for you, I think I did some OBT technology as well. Yeah, I did a Restylane Define for you.
Something else,
wasn't there? No,
Voline. Voline, that's one, yeah.
OBT technology to give some volume. And Suzette, I also used Voline as well as the other product. I think it's probably the workhorse for beginner doctors when they start using the Restylane range as Restylane Define because it's so versatile you can use it. So I used a combination of both Lift, Nasha technology, and the two OBT technologies, Voline and Define, on you. So that we used slightly more superficial inside the tissue, more so than on bone. The next question that I want to ask you is, we're halfway through the journey. Halfway. We still have another Sculptra session left. And for you guys, you're already seeing great results with Sculptra.
Yeah.
And you started actually seeing that within the first 4 weeks.
Yes.
So usually I tell my patients, you're not going to see anything before we've done the second treatment. So are you excited to have the next Sculptra done?
Can't wait.
Definitely.
Why? Huh? We have to ask the question, why? What has changed that you would say, I want it again?
Because after the first one, I could see a huge difference. And for me, it was, I thought to myself, this is enough.
But this a huge enough, difference in what? Because you presented to us, as you said, with quite a lot of volume loss. Sagging in the skin, especially when you dropped, the skin started falling forward.
That's exactly that. I could see firmness and it was more, it was like there was more volume in my skin. You know, it was like there was fat underneath my skin, which I never had. And even my dark circles started to fade a little bit more. And then after the second treatment, the dark circles was like very good. I could see a big difference.
The change to the dark circles came because of the volumizing effect and the support that we've created for you in the mid phase. Mm. Now, Vanna, when we talk about eye bags and circles, Suzette has quite deep-set eyes, and they are prone to showing dark circles. Mm. You, on the other hand, have a completely different look.
Yeah.
It almost looked as if you had puffiness under the eye.
Yeah, definitely.
So has that changed? Has that
Big time. I must admit, big time. It was one of the big things that I was worried about, seeing my face in the mirror and you just got these puffy eyes all the time. And definitely the tightness of my skin. I was actually sitting in conference about 3 weeks after we had the first session, and I was sitting there, I was like, geez, my face feels weird, like tight.
And
I didn't have this loose skin, which is very cool. Yes. Like, that's where I started realizing, okay, this is not just a fad, it's actually working.
Yeah.
Mark, so, they're not even at the three-month phase yet. And at the three-month phase is your maximum result from your first session.
From the first one.
From your first
From the first one. And remember, you know what, the whole science and method of action behind Sculptra's PLLA molecules is that it gives us a controlled inflammatory reaction that leads to reactivation as well as migration of new fibroblasts, the cells that are responsible for the production of collagen into the area. And Lauren said something very interesting, is that it gives us a panfacial treatment. So if I do a little Sculptra in front of the ear, you will actually see that, you know, what, the pigmentation on my forehead gets better. The lines and your lines have improved
big
on
time,
the forehead.
Big time,
you know what, that gets better. Now, that process continues for up to 9 months after one treatment.
Sure.
So when we do the second treatment, we're going to take those new fibroblasts and the ones that have reactivated and give them another boost. It's like putting guano on compost on, you know, a topsoil. So you can see that Stephen's already planning the garden.
No, I can see that, So it's very progressive. So it's like a slow continuation of improvement, which is really what patients are looking for. And especially from a male's perspective, is that it's not the sudden change that is going to be so obvious to the outside world.
Yeah. And for me, even, don't you think that you're going to use less fillers with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I could see it often.
So I remember Lauren is sitting here when we had our hands-on training early in 2021. It was 2021, huh?
Mark, yes, I think so. Don't put me on the spot like that.
We only started, Sculptra was launched to the broader doctors in 2022. So it must have been 2021. And I said to them right there, as being one of the bigger filler injectors in quantities.
It's going to change your life.
I said to them, this is going to change my practice. Mm. I'm not going to use the same amount of filler, so expect smaller orders.
Mm.
And was I right?
Yes, I have seen smaller orders from you, Mark.
Even me, after my first treatment, I thought, this is it. I don't need anything more, right?
And well, that's the thing, is that it's like having different tools in your toolbox now. And the practitioners were only had such a small amount of tools to use that they were trying to use one thing for so many different applications. Mm. And that was creating these fake overdone looks because it wasn't being used correctly. And that's why biostimulator has changed the market, because the whole lifting capacity that and the firmness that you're getting from a biostimulator that they were trying, practitioners were trying to achieve with fillers has now changed that whole area.
So, Valerie, we did some filler for you as well. If you can highlight your biggest concerns that you had coming in. For me, what's obvious that's changed dramatically is your nasolabial lines.
Yeah.
These lines that run.
Definitely.
Was one of your concerns?
Yeah, my biggest concern was my whole face felt like it was just drooping and... Funny enough, there was always a joke that our guys used to say, open your eyes, because, you know, your eyes look like Chinese, you know, you're like small. And now with what we've done, I can actually see that everything's just lifted. I don't have this droopiness anymore, which is what I was always worried about.
Jawline? Jawlines are incredibly, well, for everyone, a defined, strong jawline is very important. But for you... You know, it's specifically because you have such a well-proportioned bottom third of a face, this area. For me, what I wanted to do there was square out and broaden the angle of your jaw. So we've done one treatment with sculpturing that area. And then I followed it up with a little bit of filler. Your impression of the results so far when it comes to this area specifically?
I didn't think it was going to change anything. I must be honest. I was like, this is all a hoax, you know. And now that I look in the mirror, you can actually see physically how it's defined, how it's lifted my skin on my neck. So you've got a perfectly well-chiseled jaw now, you know, which is... I look good, you know?
You look good. It is. Mark, I don't know what more you're going to do.
Another two treatments, eh?
So the reason why we said we are doing four sessions is simple. I laid the groundwork by doing my first treatment as a collagen biostimulator.
Absolutely.
And then... give it 4 weeks, we're really not seeing the best results from the biostimulator yet. It's still going to come. It will improve, even if we don't do anything else. And then I followed it up with a filler treatment because I needed to create or repair or compensate. Now, that's a better word. Compensate for bony change that happens as part of the intrinsic aging. That's something that we cannot control. It will happen to all of us. And there we specifically focus on bone and the deep fat pads.
Okay.
So by creating support on bone, which is starting to change and again, go and take a look at some of our social media posts where we highlight the bony change, where we take a look at different skulls at different ages, and we can see how the bone change. So compensating for structural change in my second session will allow me to use my third session to further improve the skin specifically. Now, a month ago, it's about a month ago, when we had GAIN events, it was a month ago, we had the GAIN event, which is Galderma Aesthetic Injector Network event in South Africa. It was the biggest event of its kind that's been held by Galderma. We were over 290 doctors from all over the country, as well as Namibia.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And there was one or two doctors from Eswatini, Zim and Botswana. So it was the biggest event, and it was probably one of the best showcases.
Sure.
And prior to the event, the 20 trainers for Galderma, of which I'm one, had a wonderful, very intense day with our mentor and international trainer, Dr. Louise Avila, on the use of Sculptra as an art form. We refer to it as the art.
Mm.
Assessment, anatomy, range, and treatment. And how to start using the collagen biostimulator in more creative ways that gives us a natural youthful glow. We call it the youthful glow.
Mm-hmm.
A revolumization, because we can, and I think you saw it specifically, both of you actually saw after the first treatment with Sculptra that especially the volume loss that you guys had in the temple and in front of the ears improved quite dramatically. And then we have one that I love doing, and that's actually the slimming treatment, where we slim the face with this. And the last one is the Firmin lift, where we just redrape the skin. Now, all of them have specific techniques. So for me, employing those in giving the patient a bespoke outcome is quite phenomenal. So we're going to do another treatment with Sculptra, and we're going to use it slightly differently to augment maybe what we've done so far with the fillers, specifically in the midface. And then I reserve my last session as the window dressing session.
The tweaks.
So
the makeup.
Here I do small little things just to, for instance, beautify a lip or creating a little bit of volume. Or the one thing that I really, really leave to the very last treatment is addressing tear troughs. But because both of you presented with bad tear trough deformities in different ways. Yours was a puffy, baggy look, and yours was a dark, recessed look. But you know what? We might not have to do any big treatments there at all if we've done all the other stuff correctly, because it is a difficult area to treat, and it's a dangerous area to treat. And there are stuff that can go wrong, specifically over-treating it. And now you create too much volume and you create edema and puffy eyes. So there's a reason why we take patients on a journey because it's step by step. And as we progress, things change. What I want to ask the both of you, Suzette, ons is halfpad hierdie proses. Ek dink meeste van jou angs rondom hierdie prosedures is minder.
Is weg.
Weg. Wat sal jy vir vriendinne sê? Hoekom moet hulle hier so iets oorweeg?
Weet jy wat, as jy vir jouself in die spieël kyk en daar is iets wat jou pla, maak het reg. Moenie wag tot jy 60 of 70 is nie. Begin op 'n vroeë ouderdom met hierdie goed, want dan gaan jy nie sit waar ek is op 58 en wat jy bietjie meer 'n drastiese ding moet doen nie. Ek dink as jy dit vroeër begin doen in jou lewe, gaan jy nie daai diep lyne vorm soos wat ek gevorm het oor die jare nie. So definitief, as iets jou pla, ek het gedink dis maar hoe ek lyk. Ek gaan nie fillers kry nie, ek gaan maar so deur die lewe stap. Maar tot hierdie op my pad gekom het en kyk die life-changing experience. En is binne 2 treatments. Dis nie dat dit 6 jaar vat nie, verstaan jy? Dit is
en enige downtime vir jou?
Ek kan nie downtown bekostig nie, want my werk vereis dit. So hier is geen downtown. Die bietjie blou wat ek gehad het, het ek toegeplak en ek het gegaan. Niemand het eers dit gesien nie. So, nee, ek sal, as ek hierdie, as jy vir my nou vra, wil jy dit weer doen, gaan ek vir jou 10 keer sê, ja. Dit is 'n absolute moed. Vir alles goed jou pla, maak het reg. En daar is tegnologie wat dit kan doen.
Werner, in your case, you on video conferences most of the time, and then you out between your mates, and you know what, any sports club, you know what, there's a lot of, I don't want to call it judgment, there's horseplay, and you know what, you take one another out.
Yeah.
Would you tell your friends?
Yeah.
That you've done something?
Definitely. So, obviously, I haven't said anything because I want to wait for the whole journey to be done. And I actually want to see if anyone picks it up. For me, my big thing that I'm going to tell everyone is that the perception it's a perception.
Mm.
Do what makes you happy. Fix what you want.
Mm.
If you're not happy with something, go ahead and do it. I mean, I'm in social crowds all the time. And I started feeling a little bit conscious about it, like my face. Now I'm like, geez, no problems. And
yeah.
I'm not worried about it anymore. So, no, yeah, it's definitely something that you need to go out there and tell people about it, and especially guys. I think the perception, like I said, it's a big perception, and it's really something that you need to look at and do.
Werner, if I can ask, what would you advise your friends or other people to look out for to know that you are in good hands?
Sure. One thing that Mark's done is he's planned out the journey for us. It hasn't just been, like we said, a quick fix. Let's just pump everything one go. We're doing it over 2 months. It's 2 months, eh?
Yeah.
Four months. Yeah. So it's a long journey. So it's not just a quick fix.
Mm.
And I think that's the big thing. You go under the knife, it's one operation and it's, yeah, they could botch it, you know, where you've done it really well. And that's, I felt safe, and that's the big thing for me.
Yeah. So it was that initial sit-down, talk-through, consultation, assessment,
definitely,
and a timeline that was given due to you.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, when I was in the room with him, I just said, look, I don't want to look feminine. And he's made sure of that. And he listened, and he's done it really well.
And for me, it's like a train. I'm going to explain it this way. It's like a train running on two tracks. I'm the train. And then he's the track, and Galderma or the product is the other track. You need the right person to administer the product, you know, and running for me on the two tracks. So that's important.
For me, and you know what, every time I train doctors, which is quite often, or when I talk on any kind of public platform, whether it's social media, etc., it's always the same. You need to make a diagnosis. In other words, you need to understand what has changed in the face. How is the bone changing? How is the fat pads affected? How that affects the muscle and the ligaments and the skin. And now, you need to look at the face in a dynamic way. You need to understand the properties of the products that you use, because each product has unique properties. And for me, you said Galderma. For me, that's what sets Galderma's range of products apart, is the unique patented technology for each product in the two different ranges that they have. So instead of having only a hammer in my tool belt, I have hammers, chisels, you know, I'm not a carpenter, but different tools, each with a unique application. And when you understand that and the anatomy and how the face moves, you can plan and choose the correct product, and then placement becomes easier. If you understand what is happening, what you can do about it, and how it's going to affect the outcome, it always gives us a good, natural, rested, and slightly beautified or handsome-fied look. Guys, I want to thank you for your time, for the trust that you've put into us as a practice and as a product house.
Mark, I just have one last question. I think it's important for our two patients here today to understand what they need to do going forward to ensure that what you have done in these 4 months is going to be maintained. Yeah. What can they expect in coming years to just upkeep all this amazing work that you have done? Mm. Because obviously there's a time frame to certain things. There's the regenerative response and all of that will stick around, but the touch-ups and the tweaks and the refills to a certain extent, it's not going to be what you've experienced now. This is almost like, because this is your first time, you're at a point where there was a lot going on and that you needed a lot to be done. But that's not going to be the case going forward.
I liked what Suzette has said earlier. Start early, because then the amount of rejuvenation and renovation that you have to do is less. Mm-hmm. I always refer to one of my icons, Joan Collins. Okay. You might not be old enough, but Suzette and I are definitely old enough to have seen her grace our screens for decades. Mm. And even now in her late 80s, she still looks like she did in her 60s. And the reason for that is that the volume in her face hasn't changed. Mm. And one of my icons and a dear friend of mine, and Lauren, you've seen the photos, Bette Midler, who I've treated when I was in the United States. Okay. At the moment, she looks better than she did when I met her more than 20 years ago.
Sure. Wow.
And I always ask her, how?
Yeah.
And it's small things on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And I always want to look the same. Mm. And what Lauren has alluded to, I think, is yes, if you buy a secondhand car, you send it for a major service.
Mm.
And then if you maintain the vehicle on regular intervals by doing small little things, you will always have a car that will become a classic.
Mm.
So, you know, doing small interventions regularly. For instance, with the Sculptra, my recommendation would be to the both of you, do one Sculptra treatment, maybe every 6 months to once a year.
Okay.
It's affordable. And it's going to keep the skin where it needs to be instead of on your chest.
Mm. Okay.
And we need to understand that as we get older, bone will change. There's nothing we can do about it. But ever so often, just having someone who knows what they're doing support the overlying tissue with a filler that's specifically formulated to support bone structure, will keep the face looking the same as you age. And that's what we all want.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Guys, thank you for sharing your stories. We're only halfway, so ask Werner You know what it feels like to, but you're also an athlete, so you also know what it is feels like to get halfway. But halfway now for us was the uphill battle.
Yeah.
Now it's cruising downhill. Yeah. So I'll get you back on one of our podcasts. A couple of months after we've completed the journey. Lauren and Galdermo, thank you for giving us all the opportunity to do this and to learn from colleagues and patients about how we market this to the broader population by creating just a sense of knowledge.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about education. So thank you for taking this journey. I'm sure you're going to be very happy. And Mark, thank you for doing an exceptional job. We always know that when we ask you to go along a pathway such as this, everyone's in good hands, especially our brand.
Oh, and being it snowballs, that's a problem. So next week, I have no idea what I'll be talking about, as usual. So we'll keep you informed. Until then, we wish you all the best in health.
That was the Tea Health Show, empowering you with knowledge. Download all previous episodes on your favorite podcast platform. The Tea Health Show is brought to you by Tea Clinic.